It is time for your KDNK local newscast for this Friday morning, January 27th. I'm Steve Cole, live from the heart of Carbondale's Creative District. After a lengthy hearing dominated by religious groups and churches and the LGBT community, a proposal that would create a religious freedom exemption bill in Colorado was defeated. Penta Berkland reports from the state capitol.
Supporters say people need to be able to live according to their deepest religious convictions, and that someone shouldn't be forced to offer services or participate in something like a same-sex wedding. But Democrats, including Representative Danaya Escar, who is a member of the legislature's LGBT caucus, strongly oppose it.
I think that the overwhelming majority of Coloradans have stated again and again that they don't believe in this kind of discrimination.
Escar isn't on the committee but spoke out against the measure. She says it would hurt businesses and harm economic development and tourism.
People don't want to go somewhere where they feel like they could be discriminated against for any reason, and that's what this bill does, for any reason.
House Bill 1023 failed to pass out of the House State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee. Similar measures have been proposed and defeated over the past two legislative sessions. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And on this week's News Brief, KDNK's Gavin Dahl speaks to Bob Berwin, a freelance environmental journalist who recently moved from Colorado to Austria to cover forests, wildlife, and climate in Europe. His latest piece for Pacific Standard is called Climate Change Brings Declining Snow in the Alps.
Bob Berwin is a freelance environmental journalist who covers forests, wildlife conservation, and climate, currently based in Europe, working on a grant-funded journalism project on climate change in the Alps. Thanks for speaking to KDNK, Bob. Your work is published in Inside Climate News, Pacific Standard, and other outlets, and you still run the very informative newsletter Summit Voice from two decades in Colorado. I want to ask you about your article, Climate Change Brings Declining Snow in the Alps. You report that the snow season has already been shortened and snow depths are way down. Can you tell us about this? You mentioned that this is not just the lower elevations, but even the higher elevations. Why is that significant? Right. And you talked to adaptation expert who said that this has already had dramatic impacts on winter tourism. There's the economic bottom line as well as, of course, the climate bottom line. Wow. Go ahead. Yeah, snow actually protects ecosystems from extreme cold. And my guest is Bob Berwin, freelance environmental journalist, currently based in Europe, working on a climate change project in the Alps. Before we run out of time, I want to ask you to talk about your recent essay, Dear Skiers, It's Time to Turn Words into Action on Climate Change. And you yourself are, of course, an outdoor and winter sports enthusiast. What's your message in your essay? And the global community of skiers, yeah. Well, I'm glad you read those studies, but yeah, I get you. I really liked the quote that you included in your essay from skiers and snowboarders urging action on climate change ahead of the last Paris conference, saying, President Obama, know that the full force of winter is behind you. And I think that's something that has really become more clear to, for example, the leadership at Aspen Ski Co., the direct threat to the entire industry. And it has, of course, both environmental and economic consequences. Bob Berwin, I really wish we had more time, but we will link to both of these pieces from Pacific Standard. Now that you're in Europe, you offer us a great prism into what's happening there, and we look forward to the next conversation. Bob Berwin, thanks so much.
This is KDNK News. I'm Steve Cole. Last week, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers began to prepare for an environmental analysis of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Standing Rock Tribal Chairman David Archambault has asked all protest camps to disperse in support of the Corps. But on Tuesday, President Trump signed a memorandum essentially giving a green light to the pipeline's completion. So what does all of this mean for water protectors at Standing Rock? Here is Linda Black Elk, spokesperson for the camp's Medic and Healer Council, with an update.
The tribe does indeed want all of the camps to close, including Sacred Stone. It is my understanding, and I cannot speak for Sacred Stone, but it is my understanding that they will continue to stay and they will continue to stand against the Dakota Access Pipeline and continue their mission to create a model sustainable community, an eco-village. I do not know what the tribe's stance is on the camps in light of Donald Trump's executive order, but I do know that the tribe is calling for support to support the environmental impact statement. We are calling on the new administration to continue the environmental impact statement to its completion and to follow the rule of law in the completion of that.
So what's the mood out there right now?
We are resolved. We are determined to stand in peaceful prayer and peaceful resistance and practice our First Amendment rights as Americans. We have the right to stand against genocide. We have the right to stand against tyranny. We have the right to protect Mother Earth from the destruction of our land, air, water, the destruction of our sacred plant medicines and foods. We have the right to stand up for those things, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
What is police presence like up there right now?
Intimidation by law enforcement is nonstop. We continue to have helicopters circling, planes flying overhead constantly. The lights stay on 24 hours a day. They continue to escalate their violence against us, whether that is, you know, mental violence or physical.
Are people leaving camp because the tribal chairman has asked them to?
The large camp, the Ocheti Shakomi camp, and the Rosebud camp will flood come spring. We have gotten so much snow this winter that that area, being in a floodplain, will almost certainly, 99% certainly, flood. So we need to get out of there no matter what. And so we are in the process of picking up and pulling up and cleaning up so that we can leave that area as beautiful as it was when we first got there. So camp is definitely moving. The question is, where are the campers going to go? And I really cannot answer that at this point.
That was Linda Black Elk with an update of what's happening at the Standing Rock camps. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is taking public comments until February 20th. We will link to comment information at kdnk.org.